Chapter 3. Though by whim, envy, or resentment led, they damn those authors whom they never read. Charles Churchill. To Hamish's surprise, breakfast, cooked by Jane, turned out to be an excellent meal, although he missed not having any tea or coffee. It consisted of toast and low-cholesterol margarine, fresh grapefruit, muesli, and a large glass of freshly squeezed orange juice. The breakfast was marred only by the seething emotions around him. Jane had appeared wearing pink denim shorts with a bib front over a white and pink checked blouse and walking boots in tan leather. She was shortly followed by Heather, wearing exactly the same outfit. Heather's face was flushed and angry, and Diarmuid looked sulky. They had just had a row. The normally placid Diarmuid had suddenly snapped that if Heather thought Jane was sexless, then why did she try to dress like her? It only made her look a fright. And certainly, Heather did look awful, having rolls and bumps of flesh where Jane had none, and fat, white, hairy legs. Heather, believing that to shave one's legs was merely pandering to masculine sexism. Jane looked at Heather as she entered, and something for a moment glittered in the depths of her eyes and then was gone. Sheila had carried her romance to the breakfast table and was reading it, occasionally darting nasty little looks at Heather, and her husband also darted angry little looks at Heather, so that the round carpenters looked more like twins than husband and wife. John Weatherby was glowering at his breakfast. He was wearing a V-necked pullover over a blue shirt and a tightly knotted tie. Grey flannels.